Okay, today's daf now is Vavakama daf Memhei. We are up to Memdalad Amaveis on the Mishnah, towards the bottom as we get into the last full daf here in the fourth parak of Maseches Vavakama. So here we go. Sharshuhu Yotzei Lisakel. Vigdishu Bailov Eino Mukdash. We have been talking about the status of a shor, an ox that gores, that kills, mazik, koreg, kofer, nezek. All the different halachas. Is there a connection between the kofar and the knas payment versus the misas versus the misas ashor? We had a machlokas about that. Are there the same halachas between ashor that kills a person and a person that kills a person? It's kaven laharo gazev hara gazev. We discussed that a little bit on yesterday's daf, and now we get into the status of the ox before and after it is declared to be a shor haniskal. Says the Mishnah, Sharshu yotzei lisakel, v'kdishu bailov, an ox that's going out to be stoned, meaning it had a gemar din lamisa, it killed someone, v'kdishu bailov, and the owner all of a sudden wants to do something positive, and the owner is makdish, the animal. But the animal is already chayev misa, the animal is going out to be killed, and the owner is makdish, eino mukdash, it does not work. The owner does not have the power to be makdish an animal after it's already declared to be a shor haniskal. Why? We'll see. Hashem in the Gemara. Shachto basaro usser. If, even if you shech the animal, the basar is going to be usser. We had that already. That's the limud of balashar naki, right? Naki, it's usser bahana, even if it shecht it after it was declared, we still say it's like an avela, one is not allowed to get any hana. That's after Gemar Din. V'im Achelo Nigbar Dino, but if it was before Gemar Din, it wasn't decided yet that the shor would be a shor in Niskal, Achelo Nigbar Dino, so then the Mishnah says, Hekdisho Baal Mukdash. If the Baal is Makdash it, so then it would work, because it's still in his power to do that. V'im Shachto Basara Mutter, and if it shechted, if the animal shechted at that point, then the Basar would be Mutter, there would be a Maisa Shechita, there would be a Heter Shechita, and it would be okay, because it was all done before the Gemara Din. That's part one of the Mishnah. Part two of the Mishnah is a totally separate discussion. Let's talk about the first part for a minute. So why can't a shor be hukdash by the owner after Gemara Din? Why is it because it doesn't have any value? Like, what's wrong? Why can't the animal be hukdash instead of being killed? So Rashi says, not Rashi here on the Mishnah, but Rashi on the Gemara, on the top of the next Amud, Rashi says, Eino mukdash, third line, Delav birshuse demare koilag dushe. It's not in his rishus anymore. Meaning, once an animal is usher bahana'a, Rashi says that it's out of one's rishus. And that is a major shas topic, isure hana'a. What is Isure Hanah considered? Is it Eino Birshusi? Is it Eino Sheli? What happens when something is Asur B'Hanah? Do I lose my legal halachic ownership of the item? Or do I still have it, ownership halachically, but it's not considered in my Rishus? Because the Maisa can use it. So how does the Isur of using, the Isur of not using it, the reality of not being able to use it, how does that impact on my connection to the item? And this comes up by all Isur Hanah. The question is, would you be mechalik within Isur Hanah? We know there are many Isur Hanah. Basa Bechalav and Aralah and Kilei Akerem and many others. So here, the specific discussion is about shor haniskal, but Rashi says, you can't be makdashid because it's not Bershuscha lehak disho. If you look in the Kovet Shiurim, Rabbi Chanan here, in Baba Kama, here in Kuf Lamed Hey, he discusses this question of the status of the animal after it was declared shor haniskal, and he quotes this Rashi, La Bershuse Ka'i, and he quotes Vitzarachian, but maybe Menachas may Arla Vikilei Akerem de Kachali Pasel. If you look elsewhere in Zvachim Daf Peches, he says, by Arla, which is one of the Isur Hanah, first 3 years, you can't benefit from any of the fruit. If somebody wants to bring a carbon from Arla or from Kilei HaKerem, it's enough, it does accomplish something. Kachali Pasel. It's not kosher, you can't use it, but it's already nitfas in Kedusha. But ask Rabbi Chanan, v'eich yachala hakdish isuri hana. How can you be makdish isuri hana? Our Mishnah says you can't be makdish isuri hana. So what must you answer, and what does Rabbi Chanan answer? You can't compare every isur hana to each other. There might be different levels or different types of Isuri Hanah. V'shem Yishlomar, the Dafka Shor Haniskal. Maybe Shor HaNiskal is unique. Why? The Aser LaHashos LaAno as Dino. Just like there's a halacha of Inui Hadin, you're not allowed to delay the carrying out of the punishment by a person. Inui Hadin. So too, Kemisa Zabailam Kachmisa Zashor. So too, there's a kazm of Inui Hadin. Not because the animal knows what's going on and is nervous about it and is anxious, but just because of the Xeris Akasav of comparing. Kemisa Zabailam Kachmisa Zashor. So maybe by Shor HaNiskal, not only is it Asur Bahana, but there is pressure to be ma'abid in min ha'olam. This pressure not to have it in your rishus. K'moshe gaza b'tosas la'el, mikri eino b'rishuso. That's why it's eino b'rishuso. Because not only are you not allowed to use it, but you, halacha is demanding that you rid it from your rishus as soon as possible. V'hu adin b'chametz, to asar rishus b'moed. You would say the same thing by chametz. Chametz also has an isra b'al yirah b'yimatzeh. Aval arlo v'kilei akarem, av shedidon b'sreifa. Though you have to burn it, and you want it not allowed to benefit, aval lo matzinu, Isser lahashhosan, havi bershut. So there's no isser per se. It's not a good idea to keep Isser Anah in your house because you might come to use it. But is there an isser per se that you need to get rid of it as soon as possible? You have that by chametz and you have that by Shor HaNiskal, but you don't have that by the other Isser Anah, and that might reflect and cause differences in terms of what you're able to do. Avalom matzinu isra lashosan have bershuso leinyan tashmish shemutu lishtamish bohen. Because there's no isser to, there's no mechayiv to get rid of it as soon as possible, so you might be able to do certain things, like achieve a certain level of hektish. Could go makdishan deloa aviana. That's not called hana be makdishit, because mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. And therefore, you wouldn't be mechayik. What's important for that, Rabbi Chanan, is not only for what he says, but what it symbolizes. And that is an idea that not all Isuri Hana are created equal. Right? There are Isuri Hana that you have to get rid of, Isuri Hana that you don't have to get rid of right away. If you look at the last Mishnah, in Tzmura, there are some Isuri Hana that have to be buried, there are some Isuri Hana that have to be burned. Right? So what does that reflect? Also, different levels of or types of Isuri Hana, right? Basav v'chalov might be unique, because that's an Isur Hana that didn't start out as an Isur Hana, right? It started off as two mutter items that were brought together, as the Gemara calls it, chidishu, right? What exactly is the chidish of basav v'chalov? Discussion, Rashi, Tosus. But this is, at least Shor HaNiskal, which is our focus now, it is unique. Okay, again, in general, there was a big discussion in the Rivash and the Xos of the status of Yisrael in general, but our point now is that you might be mechalik within them. Okay, that's part one of the Mishnah. Part two of the Mishnah. Masru l'shomer chinem, l'shoel, l'nosi sakra l'socher. If somebody gives their animal over to a shomer, to one of the four shomrim, shomer chinem, shomer sakhar, shoel, socher, nichnesu tachas habaylim. The shomer goes into the shoes of the baylim. Nichnesu tachas habaylim. That's an important lashon, because the Mishnah didn't have to say those three words. The Mishnah could have just continued and told you what the halacha is. What is the halacha? As the Mishnah continues, muad mishalim nezek shalim v'tam mishalim chatzi nezek. That a muad, if a shomer is guarding a muad, so then he has to pay nezek shalim and tam chatzi nezek. That's the halacha. What are the extra three words of nichnesu tachas habaylim? Right, that seems to tell me a conceptual point here in the Mishnah, and that is the shomer is considered the owner legabe nezek, not just that he is chayiv. So a shomer chinam can be chayiv for pshia. That doesn't mean there's any type of owner, right? A shomer sachar could be chayiv for gideva v'aveda. Also, that doesn't mean he's a type of owner. A shoel, we discuss this back on Daf Yud Aleph, a shoel, pashtus, is considered the owner for certain halachas. Why? Because after a while, why would he be chayv in onsin? Why would he be chayv in ones? An ones happens. I didn't do anything wrong. It was an ones. So why is a shoel chayv in onsin? So the simple interpretation is that because the fact that a shoel could use it mean he's somewhat of an owner in the einim. He's an owner lagabe using it. And since he's an owner lagabe using it, the other shomrim cannot use it, shomer chidem, shomer sachar, since he can use it, so that reflects a certain level of bailus. So here, regarding the animal going and being mazik, the Mishnah uses an important lashon of nichnasu tachas habailim. If you look, not here, but Tosfos in 11 blot from now, Tosfos is daf nun vav mabeis, he has a very graphic lashon of this idea. Tosfos is the beginning of Hakones. Hakones starts on nun hei, If you look in Tosfos, Nun Vav Amid Beis, the end of the top Tosfos Pshita. We'll have to get back to this, but it's Lashon Veshem on this daf also. Tosfos says in the last couple of skinny lines, Yesh Lomar, Disvarehu, here he's talking about somebody who stole an animal. If I steal an animal and then it's Mazik, so I'm responsible. So why is that? Says Tosfos, last couple of skinny lines. Yesh Lomar Disvarehu, the Gazlan Nichnas Tachas Abaylam. The Gazlan goes into the shoes of the owner. The Kivan Shahotzi Mirushus Baylam. Shahayu Chayavin Bishvirasa. Since the Ganav took it out of the Baylam's Rishus, which they were Chayav in the Shmira, V'ena Baylam Yecholim L'Shamro. And now the Baylam cannot guard the animal. Afisha Nigzala Mehem. Yesh Ala Gazlan L'Shomro. The Gazlan has a chiyuv to guard it. Why? De le'inyan nezikin, ikri bailim komi shebiyado l'shomro. Regarding nezek, whoever has in their power to guard it, they are considered the owner. So there, that applies to a Gazlan, but the same svar would apply here, right? That's nichnasu tachas habailim, right? That just like a shomer who was given it, and so too the Gazlan over there. So now back to our Mishnah. That's the lashon of the Mishnah of Nichnasu Tachas Abayla. The Berachas Shmuel here does have the Chakir and Simin Zayin. How far do you take this? Right? Is it really the Chiyav on the Shomer because he's a Bailim, or is it a Chiyav on the Bailim and the Shomer just has to act as the Bailim? Right? The Bailim's a responsibility, but he pays for the Bailim. Right? It's a little different lashon, but that is the explanation of Nichnasu Tachas Abaylam. See, here we continue now. Tanur Rabbanan, last line, back on Memdalad Abbas. Shor Shehemis says the Gemara, if an ox kills Achlo Nigmar Dino, before the Gemara Din, expanding on our Mishnah, Machro Machar, Hekdesho Mukdash, he could sell it. It sounds like it's a Dieved Lashon. Doesn't sound like he can sell it. He says, if he sells it, machro, machor, hekdesho, muktash. If he's makdash it before the Gemar Din, then the hekdesh works. Shachto, psaro, aser. If he shechs it, so then the basar is aser, as our Mishnah said. But now, the Gemara adds, hechziru shomer lebeis bailav muksar. Let's say it damaged in the shomer's rishus. Before the Gemar Din, the shomer could return it and say, here, here's your animal. Even though in 3 days from now, it's going to have a Gemar Din Lamisa, as long as it did not have the Gemar Din yet, the Shomer is allowed to return it. Hachzeira Shomer Labais Bailov, Mochzar, it's returned. But, Mishenigmar Dino, Machro Eno Machor, Hakdesho Eno Muktash, Shachto Basaro Aser, as the Mishnah said, and Hachzeira Shomer Labais Bailov, Eno Mochzar. After the Gemar Din, the Shomer cannot give back the animal in this state. He's giving back nothing. He's giving back an Isser Hanah. So that's not called a chazara. That's not called giving anything back. And therefore, the shomer is going to have to pay for the animal. The animal is not returnable in this state. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, as we have mentioned in other times, we have a Rabbi Yaakov in the Gemara. We have Rabbi Yitzchak in the Gemara. We don't really have a Rabbi Avraham in the Gemara. Few names are not used in the Gemara. You know, maybe once there's a Rabbi Avraham is not used. Moshe is not used. David is not really used, and a couple of names that are pointed out by a few people that they just didn't use these names. Right? Maybe these were unique, special names. Right after the Gemara, there was already in the times of the Gaonim, and for sure in the times of the Rishonim, right? All these names were used, right? Everybody was Moshe. The Rambam, the Ramban, many Moshes. And then there's Avraham's also in the days of the Rishonim. So, but in the times of the Tanam and the Amoran, they weren't really used. It was one Moshe, it's quoted, I think, in Menachos, but others, the others were generally not used. But Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Af Misha Nigmar Dino, even after Gemar Din, Achzir Shomer the Baal Muchsar, Rabbi Yaakov argues that even after Gemar Din, the Shomer can give it back. So, there's a machlokas about that last detail. So before we get to the, Svara for the Machlokas, just Hekdesho Mukdash. So before Gemar Din, the Hekdesh works. So it works totally. It's Hukdash forever. So we discuss this back on Laman Gimel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Yuchlat Ashor, Machlokas, Yusham Ashor. So Hekdesho, so if you're ever there, Hekdesho Mukdash, right, Rashi says on top, or sold, not just Hekdesho, sold, Rashi on top, Macher Hu, Laradia. Rashi alludes to what we learned earlier, and that is, it's sold regarding plowing. Meaning, once the Gemar Din comes, it could be the Nizek, or is going to come, or the Narag is going to come, or then it was the Nizek, he was going to take it, after the Hezek. Here it's talking about Hariga. But Rashi again says, Luradia, Laradia here. If you look in Tosas, Tosas quotes, top Tosas, Machar, Pierce, Makudjas, Laradia, Umishinigmar, Dino, in a Machar, Dasar, Bana. But before it had sold Laradia, at least for the interim plowing time, nothing has to be paid back. But after Gemar Din, it can't be sold because it's Asar, Bahana. But then Tosas quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, who we've touched on in the past. Rabbeinu Tam has a unique Shita in the Sugya of Sharon Iskal. Rabbeinu Tam says that the animal is not Ne'asar Mechayim, only La'achar Misa. The Isar Ana only applies after it's stoned, not beforehand. So there are many different Gemaras that are difficult for Rabbeinu Tam to read, including this one. Right? The Argamar Mishnah says clearly, right after Gemar Din, he already can't be Makdashit, he can't be Mocheret. So how would Rabbeinu Tam read this? It's not Asur Bahana yet. The Afilu Rabbeinu Tam, the Mefarish de Mechayim Lo Mitzar, says Tosas, and even according to Rabbeinu Tam, who says that the ox is not Ne'esar Bahana Mechayim, Hare Mikol Makam, Hare Asur Lahashos La'anozino. As the Rebbe Chanan brought up before, there's still a concept of once the animal is declared to be a Sharon Iskal, you have to kill it right away. That's what drives the prevention of the ability to sell or be Makdashit. Not that it's Asur Bahana, like most Rishonim say. Rabbeinu Tam can't say that. It's not Asur Bahana until it's killed. But it's limited, the power is limited, because you have a mitzvah to kill it right away. Not because it's Asur yet. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Uba Mahadura Achas, and then he quotes another Mahadura of Rashi. Interesting. He quotes, first he quoted Pirish Pakutris. He called Rashi Kutris. Now he quotes Rashi. Pirish Rashi. Machro Machr, Da Amrle, Machra Elechal Shokhto, Kivishi Adata Sheharag, Viatu Dafsada Anafshach, Lavi Mechatos. Another pshat of a Rashi that the selling works because the Mocher could say that maybe you could have done something earlier. Okay, the Tosaf quotes something else towards the end, but we won't get into that right now. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So what is this Machlokas about? Machlokas Tatarakama of Yaakov about whether the Shomer could return the ox after the Gemara did. Can he return it? The Tanakhama says no. Rabbi Yaakov says yes. So lema baka miflagi. Maybe the following is the root of the machlokas. The Rabbanan savri ein omer b'yisuri hanah reshal chalfanecha. The Rabbanan say that you can't say by yisuri hanah, here's your item. Harei shal chalfanecha. You can't say that. Once the animal is declared to be a shorhanis, galos asur b'hanah, then you're giving it back. You're not giving it back. You're giving this back, but halacha doesn't look at that it that way. Rabbi Yaakov Savar, Omen Bisurana Harisha Khalfanacha. Rabbi Yaakov says, no. Even my Yisurana is physically here, right? Physically. So once it's physically here, you could give it back. Even though halachically, it's not, you can't benefit at all from it, you could still say, Hare Shal Khalfanacha, which is a sugya mostly later on. Rashi quotes here, the Gemara Daf Sadi Ches, the context of Hare Shal Khalfanacha is chametz. Let's say I steal chametz from you. And then it's Pesach. So it becomes Asur Bahana. It's Chametz Sha'avralav HaPesach. After Pesach, can I just give you back the Chametz? It's Asur now. Can I give it back to you? Well, maybe I could say, well, if you had the Chametz, the same thing would have happened. Right? What difference does it make? So I'm going to have to give you back something else? Because it's Asur Bahana? No. Harei Sholcha Lufanecha. This, here it is in front of you. So can you say that by Chametz HaPesach? So here, that's the application here too. Can you say that by Shor HaNiskal? Can the Shomer say, well, it would have killed in your Rishos too? Right, what, would you have done super shmira? Or not? So, you're right, it would have happened, but it didn't. It happened in the Shomer's Rishos. It happened in the Ganas Rishos. And therefore, maybe you can't see Harei Shal Lefanecha. So says the Gemara, maybe that's the Machlokas here, between Rabbi Yaakov and the Tanakama, whether you can say Harei Shal Lefanecha by general Yisurei Hana. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rabba, Dekule Alma, Omri to be Yisurei Harei Shal Lefanecha. Really, you can't say it. Really, everybody could agree. Even the Tanakhama agrees that by generally Surah Na, you could say, Harei Shal Lefanecha, the Imkain, Nifo Leini Chavetz HaPesach. Because if really this was a machlokas, so why did they have this machlokas by the source din, by Chametz on Pesach, like we just quoted? Why do you have it here by Shor HaNiskal? Have it by the source din, Chametz on Pesach. So Ella, really, what are they arguing about? Everybody agrees that you would be able to say, Harei Shal Lefanecha. So why does the Tanakhama say you cannot? Elahacha begomrin dino shel shor shelo b'fanav kamiflagi. The machlokas here is about whether you can have a gemar din about this shor when the shor is not there. Shelo b'fanav. We know when you put somebody, when you have a Gemara Din about a person, the person has to be in court. You can't have a Gemara Din if he's not there. You can't declare him anything. By the ox, that's a machlokas. As we have said, there are many halachas where we say, kamisas abayil and kachmisas ashor, based on that drasha, so we compare the halachas of killing an ox and killing a person. So, what about the ox? Does that comparison hold true for this specific din? Are you allowed to have a gemara din of the ox when the ox is not there? The rabbanan, sorry, the rabbanan say no. Ain gomer dina shel shor ela b'fanav. The rabbanan say that the ox has to be there. Ain gomer dina shel shor ela b'fanav. The ox has to be there. The owner has to be there too, possibly. The Rambam mentions the owner has to be there, but the ox has to be there. The Meiri says both, b'feirish. So the rabbanan say he has to be there. And therefore what? And therefore, because the animal has to be there, the owner has a claim against the shomer. De Omar Le, the owner could say to the shomer, Iadartniali, if you would have given the ox back to me earlier, before the Gemar Din, Havi Ma Rakna Le La Agma, I would have let the animal go into the swamp. I would have made the animal become lost. And therefore, the Bezdin would never have been able to make a Gemara Din on the animal. And I would have saved my animal. So you, Shomer, are at fault. Hashta, now, what you do, Shomer? The Shomer brought the animal, or kept the animal, in order for the court to be able to take it. Hashta, atfaste, l'turai, you put my shor, biyada, de lo yachilna, l'shtau yedina bade. You put the ox into hands, Bezdin, that I have nothing to do. I have no recourse. No recourse. The Bezdin has the animal, now they're going to give a Gemara Din. So the Tanakhama holds that you need the ox in court. Because you need the ox in court, he has a claim against the Shomer. If you would have given it to me before it, I would make sure that it didn't get to court. And therefore I would have saved myself from the Gemara Din Lamisa. Right? Rashi says, twice in this long Rashi, the problem here, it's considered Hezik Biadayim. The fact that the Shomer gave the animal to the court, that's the Hezik. Not so much as the allowance of the Shor to damage itself. But Hezekah de Biadayim u Sheheviyo Lebedina. That itself is the Hezek. You look in Tosas also. Tosas says in the, let's just read the Rabbi Yaakov and then we'll see Tosas. Rabbi Yaakov Savar in the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov says, Gomer Dino Shor Shelo B'Fanav. Rabbi Yaakov says, no! You can make a Gemara Din on the Shor even without the Shor being there. You don't compare it in that way. Kamisa Zabayo, Kamisa Shor doesn't go that far. And therefore, even if the Shor is not there, wouldn't have helped. The Amar Lay, and therefore the Shomer says, Sof Sof, Migmar Havi Gamri Leladina. Right? They would have done a Gemara Din anyway, so my giving it back to the Bezdin didn't make it worse. So therefore, says the Shomer, says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yaakov, that the Shomer could give it right back, because he didn't do anything wrong. Good. Says the Gemara, let's just finish, and then we'll see Tosfos. Says the Gemara, my time, the Rabbanan. Why do the Rabbanan say that the Shor has to be there? Right, that's this first one asked by the Gemara. Pashas, maybe that's the more unusual one. Why would the ox have to be in court? Says the Gemara, Hashar Yisakel, Vagamba, love you must, as we have by many other halachas. The ox is killed, and the owner also dies. So we compare. Kemises Abailim, Kachmises Ashor. Ma bailim, even though that's not literally you mask, it's talking about what the animal killed. Ma bailim bifnehem, I'm sure bifanav, just like the owner has to be there in order to have a Gemar Din, so too the ox has to be there in order to have the Gemar Din against him. For Rabbi Yaakov says, no. Bishlam ma bailim b'nei taina ninu. The owner has to be there so the owner can claim. Right, this isn't a xeris hakasif. The owner's there so the owner can talk, the owner can argue. El ashar by taina sahu. An ox doesn't have claims in court. The ox doesn't open up his mouth. And therefore, in this specific halacha, it does not make sense, says Rabbi Yaakov, to compare. Kemisas abayim kachmisas ashor, and therefore, we don't compare it in this regard. Okay, stop there for a moment, go back. So again, the Rashi says that the reason that the Tanakhama says that the Bailam have a claim against the Shomer and the Shomer cannot give it back is because the Shomer damaged him by giving it back to the Bezdin. So if you look at Tosfos now just compares this to the case of Chamei Shavar Lava Pesach. As we said, that was the Sor's Din later on. If you look on the first wide line of Tosfos, Venira Lari, says Tosfos, Tipitafsu Mealea Nami Chayim. What if the shomer didn't actually give it to court, but Bezin came and took it? So says the Ri, even if they took it by themselves, still chayev. Demasha nofel liyad Bezdin, the fact that Bezdin has it, the shomer didn't try to hide it, right? The fact that Bezdin has it, chashev hezek nikar. That's called hezek nikar, because now the owner cannot get it from Bezdin. V'kivon da'idei pshia nafal liyad Bezdin chayev. V'lo yachalom ha'reish ha'chal ha'fanachal k'mo v'chameis avar alam ha'pesach shehu hezek she'eno nikar. Chameis ha'pesach is called hezek she'eno nikar. But the fact that Bezdin is holding this ox, that's called hezek nikar. Hilkaf yachalom ha'sham ha'reish ha'chal ha'fanachal. That's the Tanakama. A difference between chameis ha'pesach, because that's called hezek she'eno nikar, and our case of the shor. V'Reb Yaakov lo chashev hezek nikar, mashenov ol yad Bezdin. Reb Yaakov says, that's not called hezek nikar. There's no damage in the animal. Bezdin's holding it, but that's not called hezek nikar. And therefore, he's going to be patur. V'gamru azdino, kiva shafilu lo bal yadam ha'yigomar azdino, v'nim sashenu mafsid adesha bal yadam. It's no worse being in the hands of the Bezdin. El kilu gamru dino shalom b'fan of chashev. Levisha gam az ha'yinesar v'ava hezek sheno nikar, v'lakach yocholomar lo, harei shachal v'necha kamo, b'chameis v'avar lo v'pesach. Says Tosfos, it doesn't make a difference. The same hezek would have taken place, and therefore the shomer is not held any more accountable. Rav Shechter in the Ginas Egos, in his Sefer Ginas Egos, discusses this, the last machlokas here, where the Tanakama says that we would compare even regarding the shor being there, and Rabbi Yaakov says that he's not a bar taina. Not a bar taina. What's he doing there? So explains Rav Shechter here in page Kuf Chavtes. He quotes different reasons why you need the bialim there. He says, "Ayin gemar babakama daf memhei the bedinin nefashas shaladem shitalon the gomer nesina shaladem ela b'fanav." It's obvious, right? And Rashi quotes a pasuk in Maaseh that you can't be gomer a din on a person unless the person's there. Well, that's the person there. Machlokes Tanoim regarding Shor HaNiskal. What's the machlokes? He explains. Debenogeya lamai debeinon kabbalas edus bifnei baldin. Regarding kabbalas edus, even, let's say there's a child that's involved. Kaimalon kufyud beis babakama debifnei katan chashiv kishalo bafanav. Regarding kabbalas edus, then a child is as if it's not, the Bailam is not there. Why? Because when it comes to Kabbalas Edus, at that stage, there's a lot having to do with the Tainas. To call Deder Din Inyan Zeh, who Bechle Shadrisha Vechakira Yu Yosar Yoter Chazakim. To Shalo Bifne Bailam Yecholam Lohayid Sheker. Aval Bifne Bailam Lo Yeizu Lohayid Lachayva Besheker. The Edim aren't going to testify falsely if the Bailam are there, right? Like the Chazaka by Yemodu Bemixas, Eno de Meyas Pane Bifne Balchovo, Umemela Muvan, to be Inachi Bifne Baldinchu Bardas U Bartaina. He could claim, he could argue, but regarding the Gemardin, what would the Tanakama answer back to Rabbi Yaakov in our case? Rabbi Yaakov says, he's not a bar taina. What would the Tanakama answer? Gemara din is not about a tainus. So that's not the issue. It's a formal din of labeling. It's not about a taina. And if it's not about tainus, so the issue isn't the ox opening his mouth. The Nidon is not coming to give us claims at that point. Yes, we know there's a kazim of etzilu aida, and even as they're taken out, the Mishnah says if you have a tzad lahakel. Yes, but it's not defined as a time to give tainus. Kabbalas edus, we accept all information. That's where it's important, and it's makes a difference whether there's a bar taina or not. But regarding the Gemara din, it's just labeling. If it's just labeling, then even the ox should be there. The ox is getting labeled. And that's the svara for the Tanakama, that the ox might have to be there, but at the time of the Gemara Din, umemelo shaper nitan lahatzricha, Gemara Din shol shor haniskal, yiskayim dafka bifnei ashar, afki ashar inenu bardas. Svara for the Tanakama, even though, that's how the Tanakama would claim to answer Rabbi Yaakov. Finally, before we move on, the Chashuke Chemed, today's Daily Dose, the Chashuke Chemed here discusses a case as follows. Talking about a shomer and guarding and whether you can see Aresha Chalafanecha. Here's the Shaila. Yeshiva Mesuyemes. There was a certain yeshiva that the Hanhala made a rule, no cell phones. No cell phones. For Misibot Chinuchiyot. Okay. Vahodia shakol telephone sheyimatze yuchra v'yanisho asabakal v'roseneiam. Every cell phone would be confiscated, and the student will be punished based on the you know who he is. V'hine, here we go. Shimon avar al harasa yeshiva. Shimon violated the rules. He brought with him a telephone. Ruvain saw the machshir b'yad Shimon, and he has to borrow it. Can I borrow your cell phone? Ruvain asked Shimon. Fine. The next day, the mashgiach does a check in the dorms, and he finds the cell phone in the hands of Ruvain. Shimon's cell phone. Shimon's cell phone is in the hands of Ruvain, and it's taken away, and the shoal says to the mashgiach, really, it's not my cell phone. But he didn't want to say who the real owner was. Felt bad. Didn't want to get him in trouble. So the mashgiach says, okay, fine. I'll keep it until the real owner comes in and asks for it, and then we'll deal with the real owner. And I'll figure it out. Shimon Hamashiel, Choshish Legalos, is also a friend of mashgiach. Shimon, he doesn't want to reveal himself, but he says to Ruvain, you owe me. You owe me. Shoal is Chayv and Onsen. Right? You used it. Ruvain says, Harisha Chol Fanecha. What do you mean? If you would have done the check in your Rishos, it would have gotten taken away. So, Harisha Chol Fanecha. It's, what do you mean? He's not giving it. Yeah, it's there. The Mashgiach has it. I don't want to get it for the Mashgiach. I don't want to embarrass myself. Is this like putting it into a, like the Gemara's Taina, you put it into a Rishus She'eno that I can't take it out of. Right? What's the language of the Gemara? Atfaste l'turai biyadad lo yachil nalashtu edina bahadei. But he can. This isn't Bezdin. The Mashgiach would deal with it, give it back, but, you know, would punish or whatever it is. So whose claim is right here? A Lamaisa case of Haresha Chalafanecha. So he quotes a Nesivis and a Machlokas with Nesivis, different issues. We're not going to get into all the details right now, but that he says, in our case, Masha'eke b'nidonenu sha'chefetz munach samach v'nir l'mashil. It's seen. V'hu lo tzarek lohotzi otzaz k'dei l'kabel. You don't have to spend any expenses to get the phone. It's sitting. You just have to be moda l'emes. B'kia gavna, maybe it's considered a hashava. It's not like Bezdin. You could get it. But then he says, maybe not. Maybe l'maisa nira she'ina nidon domal araya. Maybe in our case it's obvious that the shoal is not chayiv in this case. Why? Because there was a rule. If the school made the rule, so then if this is the best thing for the students, so the mashiel, even the one who owns it, should know that this is the best thing for him, for the mashgiach to know whose it is. V'yachzik ha'zeh pelafon v'rshusu ha'shabashel yoda la'emes v'yikav musar karoilo. V'yimkein ein lo lahalan ala shoel, ela adarabah, yoda lo alkach shesiyah lo b'kiyim sidri ha'yeshiva. He violated the rules, so it's not the shoel's fault in this case, and therefore he thinks that he would be putter, meaning he would be able to say, Harisha Chol Fanecha, it's your phone, go get it. You violated the rules, and it's a good thing to follow the rules. Okay, weiter. We continue. Masu l'shom achidim l'shom v'chulu. Now we get into the second half of the Mishnah. As we said, a shomer, who the animal damages in the hands of the shomer, he is nichnesu tachas habaylim. Tana rabbanon, arba nichnesu tachas habaylim. There are four. These four. V'eluhein. Shomer achidim, v'hashoel, nosi sachar, v'hasocher. Those four are the shomer. We'll have to get into it, Bezrim and Sechaz Bamitzia. Why is it always in that order? If you would have written if you'd have written the order, you know, most of us would have written Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, Socher, Shoel. Right? The two extremes on the ends. But the way it's always written is the two extremes first. Shomer Chinam, Shoel, not always, but Snosi Sachar, Socher. Okay, but either way, these are the four Shomer that are Niklus to Dachas Abayelim. Hargu, if the animals kill while they're, the Shomer has them. Tam in Neheragin. If it's a Tam, they're Neherag, as we know. Tam or Muad. Upiturim in a Kofer. And the Shomer is Pater from Kofer, because a Tam is Pater from Kofer. Muadin, Neheragin, and Mashamin is a Kofer. But if the animals are Muad, it's killed, and the Shomer pays the Kofer. The Chayavin, Lahachzir, Demei Shor Labailov, Chut Vishomer Chinam. And the Shomer has to return after the animal is killed. The shomer has to return the value of the shor to the owner, right? If it's dead, he can't say Arish Chol Fanecha, right? He has to pay the owner for the shor. Chutz mi shomer chinam, except for a shomer chinam. Shomer chinam does not does not have to. Tosfos also says, Tosfos, second to last Tosfos, Tosfos says, the Gemara could have also said, by Shoel, could have been a Shoel, and you do it a Shmira Me'ula, as we'll see what that is soon. Okay, but either way, let's go with the Gemara. The Gemara says, the only exception to the rule is Shomar Chinam. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Ami Hechidami, what exactly happened in this case? Where the Brisa says that the Shomer is always going to be Chayiv to pay for the ox, except by a Shomar Chinam. Itanachre, if the Shomer guarded it properly, Afil Kulinami Lifteru, then even everybody should be Putter. Even the other Shomrim, the Idolo Natre, if the Shomer did not guard it properly, I feel the Shomer Chidim Nachayiv, even the Shomer Chidim should be Chayiv. What's the case where Shomrim are Chayiv except for Shomer Chinam? What's the case? So, the Gemara says, even before that, Rashi says, even in the question, Kulu Nami Lifteru, if everybody guarded it, so they all should be Pater, so Rashi sews in, except for Shoel, because Shoel is Chayiv and Onsen. So that is an exception to the rule. The Rambam, interestingly, the Magen Mishnah points this out, the Rambam does not say this. The Rambam says if a Shomer guards it properly, Shomrim or Putter. The Rambam does not have say that except for Shoel, which is interesting, because Shoel is Chayven Onsen. Are there Onsen that a Shoel is not Chayven? Right, the Gemara has some, Mesam Achmas Malacha, Shmira Babailim, but the Rambam here in Iskei Mamon Perak Dalet Al Chadala does not mention the exception to the rule. Avalim Shamruha Shmira Meule Karoi. The Rambam says if the Shomrim guarded it properly, the Yatzas VeHizika HaShomrin Peturin. Period. VaBailim Chayavin Afilu Himisa Sadam. The Shomer did his job. The Pater. The Rambam does not have any exceptions to the rule. The Magen Mishnah wonders. The Yesh Misha Kasav. Some say, Rashi, Shashoel Chayiv should be Peshu Chayiv Ozen. Some say, says the Magen Mishnah, that Shoel will be Chayiv. He says two words. V'yesh L'chalik. There must be some Chilukim. What does that mean? He's saying there must be some difference here between a Shomer guarding it from Onsen and a Shoel, usually is Chayiv in most Onsen, if earthquake, versus the animal going out and killing someone. That must be a different type of ones, and therefore that's what's alluded to by the Magen Mishnah's v'yesh l'chalek. Right, there has to be some type of chilek. But either way, Rashi throws that in on the question of the Gemara. Back to the question again. The Brisa says that all shomer merchayev if this animal goes out and kills, except for shomer china, chayev to pay the owner back. So what's the case? Did they guard it? Did they not guard it? Why should there be a difference between the shomrim? So the Gemara says, Amri hachamai eskinan, de natre shmira p'chusa v'lo natre shmira me'ula. They did a basic level of shmira, but not a great level of shmira. Shmira p'chusa, meaning, what does that mean? The shomer put up a fence that would guard it from most things. Shmira p'chusa, a low level shmira. But it's not, it didn't do a great level shmira, meaning, if there would be a very strong wind here, this gate would fall down. So, Shomer Chinam, by a Shomer Chinam, Kol Salo Shmiraso, that's all he had to do. Shmir Pchus is good enough for a Shomer Chinam. That is why the Shomer Chinam does not have to pay back the owner in this case, because he did everything he had to do. Hanach, but the other Shomrim, Lo Kol Salo Shmiraso. But the others, no. It did not end in this case. And therefore, they have to pay back. Right, their shmira is more than shmira b'chusa demanded, and therefore they would have to pay back the owner in this case. Even if they did a basic level shmira, they would have to pay back the owner. Says the Gemara Amri. So who is this Brisa according to? The Brisa says that shomer chinam, it's enough to do a shmira b'chusa, but the other shomrim, not. Come on. Ik Rabbi Meir, if it's like Rabbi Meir, who we're going to have in the next Mishnah, Bez Hashem. Rabbi Meir holds that for a Shar Muad, Shmira Pechusa is not good enough. Right? So, Ik Rabbi Meir to Omar, but there's another Rabbi Meir. There's two contexts what we're discussing here. We're talking about the Machlokas here about how much you have to guard it, and there's another Machlokas from Mesechas Bam Metzia. We know there's a Shomer Chinam, a Shomer Sachar, and a Shoel. Where does Socher fit? A renter. Is a renter like a Shomer Chinam or like a Shomer Sachar? That's a machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda elsewhere. So, if our price is like Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Meir says the Amar Socher Keshomer Chinam. Rabbi Meir says that a Socher has the status of a Shomer Chinam dummy. So, listi chos b'Shomer Chinam v'Socher. So that in our price, where Shomer Chinam is an exception to the rule, the Brisa should have said that a Socher is also an exception to the rule. Because if this is Rabbi Meir's opinion, Rabbi Meir who holds? in Baba Kama that Shmira Pchusa is good enough for a Shomer Chinam and not for others, but the Baba Metzia Rebbe Meir is a problem, because then this Brisa should have said Chutz Mi Shomer Chinam V'Hasocher. V'Ik Rebbe Yehuda, and if you want to say, well, maybe our Brisa is like Rebbe Yehuda, Da Amar Socher Kenosi Socher Dami, who says over there in Baba Metzia that the Socher is like a Shomer Socher, and that's why he's left out of our Brisa. But then you have a Baba Kama problem. Nisni chos chutz bishomachinam vikulan bimuadin pturin leinyan kofer. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, as we'll see in the next Mishnah based on a pasuk, that Shmir Pechusa is good enough by muad. Ironically, we'll see. Shmir Pechusa is, he will say, we had this once before, that muad requires less shmira than a tam. So according, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, then by Mu'ah they should be potter from Kofar. So Mimon of Shach, we have a problem here. Putting together the Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, here in Baba Kama Memvav, and in Baba Metzia, Daf Tzadi Hei, where we have the Machlokas about Socher, putting those two together, we're stuck trying to figure out who is the author of our Brisa that says Shomer Chinam is an exception to the rule. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna Bar Chinina, you're right, it's neither of them. Who is it? Hamani Rebbe Eliezer he. De Amar is Rebbe Eliezer, the opinion, who says in the next Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer he, De Amar Ein Lo Shmira El Asakin. Rebbe Eliezer holds that a muad, even Shmira Me'ula, is not good enough. Right? You have to have a knife. Right? That the only Shmira for a muad is a knife. Right, meaning it's there's basically no shmira. Ula inyan socher savar look. Rabbi Yehuda davar socher no socher dami. Regarding the machlokas and bamitzia, Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Yehuda that a socher is like a shomer socher. That is why in our brisa the only exception to the rule is shomer chinam, because socher is like shomer socher. But regarding the shmira element, even a muad you're going to be chayev for chayev kofer, because muad requires even a very, very high level of Shmira, even Shmira Me'ula, is not going to be good enough. And the Braisa is, look at Rashi. Rashi explains, fourth line, Rabbi Elazar, he da'amar b'mastisan, ein lo Shmira l'mod el asakin. V'yafilu Shmira Me'ula, even Shmira Me'ula is not good enough. V'kol shagein hai the Shmira Pechusa natre. And surely in our Braisa, where you only did a Shmira Pechusa, that's why you pay kofar. If you would have done a Shmira Me'ula, then your chayiv, the animal, is going, well, let's read the Rashi, he's gonna say it. Ula inyan demei asher nami chayavin. Da'alein l'shomer shmir ma'ula. Hov anosi socharein. You have to pay for the demei asher because they didn't do a shmir ma'ula. Ubedanachi shmir ma'ula lo matzi mukim la. You still have to say, Rashi says, that the Brice is about a case where they only did a shmir pechusa, not about a shmir ma'ula. Why? Because even though regarding kofar, you'd still be chayiv, even with a shmir ma'ula, but they wouldn't have to pay the value of the shar if they did a Shmir Me'ula. So that's why the Braisa, the Gemara says, according to Rashi, is still about Shmir Pchusa, but it's Rebbe Elazar who says that one has to pay kofar even regarding if you did a Shmir Me'ula. That's number one. Rav Huna Bar Chinina. Abaya Amar Lolam Rebbe Meir. Abaya says maybe it's like Rebbe Meir's opinion, and he just do a flip, and that would help. Vitani, Rav Ravua says, switch. Socher, Kesan, Mishalim, Remeir, Omer, Kishomer, Sachar. Rav Yehuda, Omer, Kishomer, Chinam. If you say Remeir holds that Socher, the Shomer, Sachar, then it fits in also. Fine. Amar, Rav Elazar, Masar, Shorol, Shomer, Chinam. Hizik, Chayev, Huzak, Pater. Rav Elazar says, if you give your ox to a Shomer, Chinam, and it does damage, he's Chayev to pay you for it. If it gets damaged, he's Pater. So Amar Hechidami, why the chilek? Ida kabbalah shmiras nezakav. If the shomer accepted and agreed to be a shomer regarding nezek, afilu huzaknami lechayev. So even if it's damaged, he should have to pay for it. The shomer. Ida lo kabbalah shmiras nezakav. And if the shomer didn't, he's a low level shomer chinam. If he didn't accept anything, afilu huzaknami lepater. So even if it damaged, he should be pater. Why is there a distinction between damaging and being damaged? So Amarava, La'olam, Shekibra, Allah, Shmiras Nezakov. Really, the case is where the Shomer Chinam did accept Shmiras Nezikin, but only in one direction. The Shomer Chinam recognized that this is a wild ox. So therefore, he accepted the umdana of what would be natural to accept. The stamba de milsa de lo azel iu mazik lachrini kabalalei. So that the animal doesn't go out and mazik others, he accepted that. But that others are going to come attack this wild animal, he didn't think that was in the realm of a reality, a possibility, so that he didn't accept, and that's why he's only chayef for mazik and not huzak. Okay. There is a huge discussion, more about Metziah discussion, regarding the interface between Shomrim and Hezek. We've been focusing on Hezek, but the world of Shomrim itself is a fascinating discussion. Why is a Shomer Chayef? Right, we already took it at face value with the Mishnah. Nichnus Utachas Abaylam. That's a Shomer. A Shomer Nichnus Utachas Abaylam regarding Nezek. What about not regarding Nezek? What about regular cases of Pshia? Right, it breaks, it's stolen. Why is the Shomer Sachar Chayef for Gedeva? What? He didn't, is he the owner? Is that what Nichnus Utachas Abaylam? That's more difficult to say. If you can't use it, it's hard to say that you're the owner. So there is discussions in the Mefarshim, not our issue now. Why is a Shomer Chayef if you don't say he is the owner? There's Achrayas, is it Hezek, right? Is it Xeris Akasov, right? The discussion in the Achronim. Okay. But we will leave that for now. Says the Mishnah. Last Mishnah in our parak. Ksharo Bala ben Mosera. Getting back to the issue of guarding. Ksharo Bala ben Mosera. If the Bailim tied up the animal with a rope, or Vinal Bafan of Karai, or put a string or put a gate in front of the animal properly. The Yatza Vehizik. So this is called Shmira Pchusa. Basic level Shmira. If the Shomer does basic level Shmira, and then the animal went out and damaged, V'yatza V'hizik, Echatam V'echan Mur Chayiv, Divri B'meir. Meir says that Shmira Pechusa is not good enough. Right? That's nothing. You should know, do more than that. So Rabbi Meir says that the Shomer is Chayiv in both of these cases. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, the unbelievable, unusual, opposite direction Shita than we would have thought. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tam Chayiv U'mur Pater. A Tam is Chayiv, a muad is pater. Shmir pechusa is good enough for a muad. So why? So the Mishnah says it's a pasuk. Shneamar v'lo yishmerenu ba'alav. The pasuk says by muad, you're only chayiv if it's not guarded. V'sharuza. And here it is guarded. It is guarded. So therefore, and that p'tur is only written by muad. Is there any type of svara that we could give for Rabbi Yehuda? It sounds the opposite. So if you look in the Me'iri, the Pnei Yeshua also, but the Me'iri says it, because if there's a muad, other people know about it. It's a famous ox if it becomes a muad. And therefore, it's the responsibility of other people to guard against this muad, more than by Tom. Yes, a certain basic level of shmir is needed by the person who's guarding the animal. But once there's a wild animal, then there's more of a responsibility on the nizak also. And that's the svara given by the Me'iri and the Pnei Yeshua. Says the Me'iri, the Yireli, again, it has to be based on his own svara, because the Gemara doesn't say a word. The Gemara says, Yeresak Asif. The Yireli Atam, Ho'el V'kol Yeshlo, Afa Brios Re'uyos Lihi Shomer Mimenu. Right, the other Brios should try to guard from it also. Okay, so says the Gemara, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar Omer, there's also, by the way, Ksava Kabbalah about it. If you want to look it up, in Shmos and Perachav Aleph, on the Pasuk. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Ein Lo Shmira El Asaken. As we said earlier, no, the only guarding is by a muad is sakin, is a knife, and there is basically, even Shmira Mu'ula is not good enough by muad. My time with Rabbi Meir, now let's go through each one. The Gemara gave the Pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Meir say that Shmir Pechusa is not good enough by either? You're always chayiv. Kasavar. Because Rabbi Meir holds, Stam Shvarim La V'cheska Shimur Kaimi. Oxen are generally not V'cheska Shimur. What does that mean? Both Rashi implicitly and Tosfos explicitly says that though we have this exact phrase earlier in the Masechta, right, back on Daf Tezvav, where the Gemara discussed Palganiska Krasa Palganiska Mamona. And what did that mean? What was that based on? Whether we assume oxen are generally guarded or not. If oxen are generally guarded, so then the owner shouldn't have to guard the ox, and therefore will force him, because tam shvarim, la b'cheska shimer kaimi, and therefore paganizka knasa. And the opposite for paganizka mamona. Rashi here and Tosfos both say this line does not mean the same thing here as it meant earlier. Tosfos says on top explicitly, ein apirush kehi de berakama. It doesn't mean what it meant in the first parak. And Rashi doesn't scream about it, but Rashi gives a different shot, obviously to make sure that we don't think it's the same shot. What does this line mean here? Stam shvarim labaches kashimir kaimi. What does that mean? Rashi says, Ein adam mishamer shoro klau. People don't guard their oxen. People don't guard their oxen. That's what it means. So this stam shvarim is not talking about the animals. That's what it meant in the first parak. Here it's talking about the owners. People don't guard their animals properly, meaning they go out and they damage. Stam shvarim labaches kashimir kaimi. And therefore, the amar rachmana, Tam nechayiv. Tam is chayiv. Did he buy leishmir pchusa? Right, that the you need a certain level of shmira in this case, because a certain one level up. You have to bump it up one level because the natural state is that people don't guard their animals, and therefore the Torah would demand you to guard it extra. V'hadar amar rachmana. So v'lo yishmerenu gabe muad tibor leishmir meula. Right. Number one, it says by tam that you're chayiv. So we would say that you need a certain level. You need a basic level of shmirah pchusa. And then it says v'lo yishmerenu gabe muad to bump it up one level. If you didn't guard it, tibor leishmir meula. V'yolif negichu tam negichu lemuad. And then we go back and say just like muad requires shmir meula, so too tam requires shmir meula. Again, step one, according to Rabbi Meir, tam, you need to guard your animal. You need to do at least a shmir pchusa. Muad, an extra pasik, you need to do a shmir meula. And then we compare tam to muad, that both of them need a shmira meula. That is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, no. Stam shvarim v'cheska shmir kaimi. Most people guard their animals out there. You can assume that most people guard their shvarim. Am Rachmana Tam Nishalim. So why does the Torah say, when the Torah says that Tam has to pay, then he barely Shmir Me'ula? If most people already do a basic Shmir Pechusa, when the Torah says that a Tam's got to do something, bump it up one level, it must be a Tam needs a Shmira Me'ula. Hadar Am Rachmana V'lo Yishmerenu Gabi Muad. And then it says again by Muad that you have to do extra to divide Shmir Me'ula. So by Muad also, there's a pasuk that says, oh, you didn't guard it properly, to teach me that Muad also needs a Shmir Me'ula. Wait a minute. We already know that Tam needs a Shmir Me'ula. What do you need another pasuk to tell me that a Muad needs a Shmir Me'ula? Have a Ribuy Achar Ribuy. It's a double inclusion. Vein Ribuy Achar Ribuy El Lamayit. Double inclusion means an exclusion. And that's why, ironically, by Muad we go down a level. Mi'et HaKosav L'Shmir Me'ula. The pasuk goes down a level. V'chitema. And if you want to say, Negichel Tam Negichel Muad, so why don't we compare the two then? Just like Rabbi Meir compared the two, even if you want to say that Muad ends up with Shmir Pchusa, but why don't we say then the Hekesh to Tam? No! Hamiyet Rachmana, V'lo Yishmarenu, Lazev V'lo La'acher. No, the Pasuk excludes. The Pasuk says, Lo Yishmarenu, by Muad. It is not guarded. Lazev V'lo La'acher. So you see, it is compared, but here this is a diuk that it shouldn't be compared to each other in this regard. It sounds like from the Gemara it's all Xeris HaKasav. Yes, the Me'iri, the Pnei Shul gave a Svara, but it sounds like Abuse is based on Xeris HaKasav. Well, first let's finish. The Gemara says, but 1 minute, Vami Boyle the Lav. Veloish Marenu was deeded to teach me the Lav. What Lav? Veloish Marenu? Ah, this goes back to Dav Beis. This is one of the few places in the entire Masechta that alludes to the fact that there's an isser of hezek. We know it instinctively, there should be an isser to be mazik someone else. Just like we discussed, the Torah says beferish, isser to wound, isser to steal, isser to kill. Isser to be mazik is not beferish anywhere. That's the what we mentioned, the first stipler in Bava Kama. But the Gemara alludes to it a few times. The Gemara talks about a shliach ledvar avera regarding hezek. So that's beferish. But here's another line in the Masechta. V'aymi boyle lelav. You need that for the lav. For lo yishmarenu. Okay, so Yishmarenu is an extra line. If you look in the first Grach Halashas on Baba Kama, so he talks about the Isser of Hezek here also. He discusses the fact, how do you understand this Isser of Hezek? He says it, the Isser Mazik ben Ezekin, v'rayaso mi'ad d'chayev kofer, v'yamrina kufr kapara klap Yishmaya, and then he quotes in the footnote here the Birch HaShmuel, Baba Kama Sibin Beis, he quotes, v'lo Yishmerenu, our Pasik, the Yishchiv Shmira al Mamono Shalo Yazik. Right, that's what he, not only a chiyav mamon, but also an isser. Finishing up the last line for us today, Tanya Blazer ben Yaakov Omer, Echatav Echad Muad, Sheshomer Shmir Pchusa Pater. Rabbi Blazer ben Yaakov has the opposite shita, a fourth shita. Rabbi Meir says, Shmir Me'ula for both. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shmir Me'ula for Tam, Shmir Pechusa for Muad. Rabbi Lazar says, even Shmir Me'ula is not good enough for Muad. Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov says, Shmir Pechusa is okay for both. Four different opinions. Putter. My time, why does Rabbi Lazar say that? Savar lak Rabbi Yehuda d'amar Muad b'Shmir Pechusa sagile. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Muad is enough for Shmir Pechusa. Then he compares it to Tam. V'yolam negicha l'tam, negicha l'muad. He compares it in that regard. The next line really leads into the next sugya, but let's just do it because that's where we ended 7 years ago. Amar Avada Bar Abba Lo Pater Rabbi Yehuda El Tzad Adoshavo. Rabbi Yehuda, when he says there's a patur by Muad, that's only in the Tzad Muad of the Muad. Aval Tzad Tamus Bim Komo Medes. But there's also a Tzad Tam. When a Muad becomes a Tam, part of him, the Chati Nezek in him, is still Tom related, and therefore Shmir Pusa would not be good enough for that, and he would have to pay for that. We'll have to talk more about that, by the Shem, in the next couple of lines. But we'll stop here. Again, tomorrow's daf, Shabbos is daf, what we put up in the last cycle. Again, feel free to ignore the first minute or two where I spoke about a new mic that we had 7.5 years ago. By the Shem, it'll be put up, and then tomorrow's daf is Hamos Mechavar Lavaraya, and other sugyas, and then we'll continue, by the Shem, after. Okay, we'll stop here.